Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, a multi-award winning blogger, vlogger, author, and professional speaker. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I bring you weekly blogging tips and trends that will help you to turn your passion into a profit. It will help to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And I invite you to head over and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, where you can order a copy of the basic blogging tips for beginners. Again, welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. And this is episode number 44. And we're going to end this series of 10 traffic hacks. This is actually part three. Hello, hello, hello. Now, before we begin, I'm going to invite you guys to a free podcasting for your business or brand presentation. I am going to be facilitating that on the 19th of March. And I invite you to head over to Eventbrite. And you can use the bit.ly link to NTASQP, which I'm also going to include in the show notes. But this is an Eventbrite presentation. That's right, podcasting for your business or brand presentation. So head over to Eventbrite so you can register and you can hear more about podcasting for your brand or your business. Now let's get started with the final 10 traffic hacks. And if you don't have a pad or a pencil, don't worry. You can grab one during the break or head over to the blog where, you know, I post all the show notes and the links to the podcast on my blog, which is delblogger.com. So let's get started. Number one, share your posts more often. That's right. When you're using social sites such as Twitter, LinkedIn, or even Pinterest, you can reshare your content multiple times because statistically speaking, only a small percentage of your followers will even notice it. You know, not just one tweet or one post or one pin is going to bring you a lot of traffic, but when you multiply it, it can add up to more traffic. Number two, interview other bloggers. That's right. If you are an active member in a forum or a community, remember I suggested that in the last episode, why not ask a member to be interviewed? That's right. Blogging success is about building relationships, building connections, and interviews are a great way to connect with more established and influential bloggers. And you know what? Most of these bloggers are going to feel honored to be asked because it's going to help you and them. And then you know what? They're going to help to spread your message, your blog post with their followers once the article of their interview is published. Number three, curate content. Now remember, sharing is caring, but stealing is not. However, you can create content based on current events in your industry or in your niche by curating content from other articles, newspapers, and social media posts. But make sure that you link back to the original content, so that may even help with getting you more exposure. Again, use your connections with other bloggers. Share their content with link backs so that they can see that you're sharing it with others and they will share yours with their readers as well. It's all about audience building, increasing that readership. We are not islands. You have to get out there and share content with others. Number four, creating better titles. That's right. The headlines are actually what's going to attract most attention to your blog. Remember, I can't remember what episode it was, but I talked about those rag mags on the supermarket shelves, and a lot of them had titles that are titillating. They make you curious about reading the entire article. Well, you should do the same. You know, one suggestion is to write out your article first and then give it a title, because something may pop in your head that'll make it even more interesting than the original title that you are going to write. You can use plugins. There's SEO keyword friendly sites. You can check them out. So again, make those titles something that people want to read. You know, addressing something that may be a solution to a pain point. You never know. So again, make those titles a little bit better. And if you have to play around with it, play around with them. And before the break, let me give you this one. Share, share, and share. Did you hear that? Share, share, and share. Not only should you promote your blog posts on your own website, but make sure you're sharing them on other sites like Medium and LinkedIn. By resharing your evergreen content on various platforms, it's giving you an opportunity to get fresh eyes on your content. So we're going to take a quick break so you can go get yourself something to sip or snack, maybe a pad and a pencil as we continue to go on. Remember, this is your platform. This is where you're going to be sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspective. So let's take this quick break, and then we'll come back with the final five of those 10 traffic hacks in episode number 44. We'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Hello and welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I bring you blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. Because you know what? A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader, and you can turn your passion of blogging into a profit. And I can assist with that mission. So head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings so that you can begin to build your personal brand with a blog today. Now, before the break, I gave you five traffic hacks on this part three of the series in episode number 44. And number one was share your posts more often. That's right. Using Twitter and LinkedIn and even Pinterest, you can share your content over multiple days, multiple weeks, and multiple months, and your readers will never know the difference. Number two, interview other bloggers. People love to share their sites. So if you're in a group or a forum, check with some of the members and ask them if they'd like to be interviewed. And you can come up with some, you know, great questions that you can create in a Google Doc and you can send it to them. And then you could feature a new blogger each and every week. Number three, curate content. You know, sharing is caring, stealing is not, but you can curate content from some, you know, sites and then link back to those sites to get even more exposure. Number four, better titles. Remember, people are going to pick up and read your post based upon the title. So make sure that title is solving a pain point or is curious or titillating to get people excited to read the post. And then number five, it was share, 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 share. That's right. Share on sites like Medium or LinkedIn. But continue to share your evergreen content. Remember, evergreen content is content that's not seasonal. It can be used at any time during the year. It's relevant and it can stay relevant forever. So number six, be active on other blog sites. Yep. Many new bloggers make the mistake of being an island. That's a big mistake. I know you're very busy. You're churning out new content for your own blog. But what you fail to do is read others, like others' posts, comment, and resharing with your readers as well. Remember, you have to get off of that island and venture around the blogosphere. You have to share others' content because they will share yours as well. And you know what? It will also give you some fresh ideas to post about. Number seven, ask for feedback. Regardless of where you share, make sure to always include a CTA, a call to action. Ask for feedback. Ask your readers an open-ended question. Ask them if they want more information about a particular subject, maybe an event or an idea. Build better relationships with your readers. And when you do, this is number eight, acknowledge the reader's feedback. That's right. Give your readers a special shout out or even offer them something in exchange, like a gift card. Yeah, I know it might sound like bribery, but it's actually helping you to grow your audience. So shout them out. Let them know that you know, appreciate their feedback. And they're going to share that with their circle of family, friends, and followers as well. And that's going to help you grow your blog, get more traffic, more eyeballs to your posts. Have you ever heard the acronym HARO? Well, it stands for Help a Reporter Out. So number nine is finding a site like Help a Reporter Out. They're looking for freelance writers. So as you're growing your own blog, you can also contribute to other popular sites so that people have an opportunity to not only read the articles that you've written for them, but it's going to give a lane of traffic back to your own blog. So HARO stands for Help a Reporter Out. Use Google to find out places where freelance writers are, you know, welcome. They're looking for people to add content to their sites. And then last but not least, number 10, vlog and podcast with a purpose. That's right. Turn your written content into audio with a podcast or a video on YouTube, because you know you probably have more content than you know what to do with it. And you may find talking about it easier than always writing about it. Or you may want to expand on a particular topic. So why not use these other forms of medium to do so? That's right. Vlogging and podcasting is great. So let's go back one more again before I let you go. The last 10 traffic hacks that help you get more eyes on your posts. Number one, share your posts more often. You know, use those social sites that go by quickly. Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. Number two, interview other bloggers. Everyone wants to share, you know, about themselves. So interview other bloggers. Number three, curate content. Find other content you know, link back to the source, cite the source, let people know where you've gotten that information, add some to, you know, add your 2 cents to it and share that. Number four, create some better titles. You know, think about the titles that's going to provoke the most interest. Something that's SEO, you know, search engine optimization friendly. What are people looking for? If you're writing about eggs, then, you know, and you're giving recipes for eggs, you know, if that title, how to boil an egg or how to use an egg in 10 different ways. Use titles like that that's going to invoke excitement or solve a pain point. Number five, share, and share again. Make sure you're sharing on sites like Medium and LinkedIn, using your evergreen content that's not seasonal on these other sites to get more eyes on your blog posts. Number six, be active with other bloggers. Get off that island. Search around the blogosphere. Find others that you want to share content with. Read their posts, like their posts, comment on their posts. Let them know that you're there because they'll do the same for you. Number seven, ask for feedback. That's right. Regardless of what you're sharing, where you're sharing it, always ask for feedback. The call to action, the CTA. Ask those open-ended questions. And when you do answer those questions or ask those questions, make sure you acknowledge the people that are answering, your readers who are answering. Give them a shout out, you know, gift cards, bribe them. Yeah, you want more eyes on your blog. Number nine, help a reporter out or other sites that are looking for freelance writers. And that way you have your line, your byline, as well as your blog. So that'll draw people back to your blog, increasing your readership, especially if it's for a site that has millions of other readers. And number 10, vlog or podcast. Turn your written content into audio or into video. So I hope that these past 3 weeks have been helpful in providing traffic hacks to help to increase your audience. And I want you to keep on sending me FAQs for another series, because that's why I'm here for you, to help to turn your passion into a profit. So make sure that you not only subscribe to my blog, dellblogger.com, but you're subscribing to this podcast, Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, and share it with your family, friends, and followers. And I've provided so much information to you. And if any of it was of interest to you, make sure you leave a comment. You know, you can leave a comment at the end of this show or review it. And if you'd like to learn more about starting a podcast, send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. We'll get you scheduled for that 15-minute discovery call. And again, thank you so very much for checking out episode number 44 with the 10 additional traffic hacks. Next week, we're going to talk about the 4 types of blogs. So stay tuned for that. There are actually 4 types of blogs that we're going to talk about. Make sure you subscribe to dellblogger.com. Find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the hashtag DelawareBlogger or my Linktree ID, DellBlogger. You can see me on YouTube. That's right, the Delaware Blogger on YouTube. And you can order a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners, as well as the Podcasting Your Purpose workbook from my blog, DellBlogger.com. Share and subscribe to this podcast. We can be heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple iTunes, and many more to come. Remember, I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the GE Diva, a.k.a. the Delaware Blogger. So please tell a friend to listen in. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the GE Diva. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.